It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ.
This is how we start in the show every day now. I love it. And my little victory is that I actually was able to change my plane ticket for Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Now, DZ, was I traumatized by the whole experience?
Probably.
Yes, I was. Was it a good experience? No, it wasn't. But this is about finding the positive in things.
No one said it started as a win, but it ended as a victory.
Did I have to pay more money? You're damn right I did. But is the ticket changed?
Yup.
Yes, it is.
I bet.
That's what Little Victories is about. It's not about all the negatives I listed before the positive.
Not at all. It's about the
positive is the plane ticket has changed. Long story short, my mom's having a surgery on Friday, on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And so I'm staying a little bit longer until she gets through it. Yeah. And me and the kids are staying longer. So the ticket has changed and I'll be back after Thanksgiving.
Woo-wee.
So I mean, I'll be here all week, but you
know. Right, right. No,
so
you
the
were
victory
able to make moves.
Is I changed the plane ticket.
Yes.
What is your little victory today?
Okay. So my little victory is, we may be having some recent car trouble.
Okay. Just put it out there. You're having car troubles.
My wife's car is on the way out.
You got two cars. One's nice and one's the beater.
One's nice, one's not.
You've been pushing it into the ground.
I'll say what it is. It's an old school RAV4. And I say old school because it's an 09 and it's got 234,000 miles on it.
If you had a teenager, it would be the hand-me-down.
That part.
It would go to a teenager.
That part. You finished running it into the ground for the next month. But my wife yesterday woke up needing to go to work. I mean, had to get the boys to daycare. A lot of things going on. And the car won't start. Woo-wee.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to run and hit it because conveniently, I got the jumper cables in my car. The victory is that this morning, made sure, car started, y'all.
Woo!
So
the car is working again.
Yes. Functional.
Yes. It might have ruined your day yesterday.
Feels like it, I swear.
But the car is working, and we're going to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Little victories.
Little victories. I'm so happy the car's started.
Let's go. Let's go.
This is where we are. The car started. Little victories. Whew.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
DZ was the one, the brainchild behind this one, because he looked at me and he goes, what's the worst age to be?
Yeah.
And I go, well, we've done the best age to be.
Right.
I'm down to do the worst. The worst is by far, I was 12.
12.
12 and 13. And then everything was up from there. 12 and 13 were the worst years because of middle school hormones, puberty. I was a fat kid finally losing weight and becoming skinny. I mean, I was in that. I had bad acne. I had mental health issues, which I've talked about on this show.
Right.
I got bullied at school. I mean, you name it. I was not a 12, 13. Throw it in the trash. 14 on, time of my life. I had a great time.
14 on, let's go.
Maybe some of that was from the therapy I got after my mental health.
But that's great.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, I kind of grew, matured and got out of puberty. But yeah, everything was, I had a great high school, but middle school,
not it.
I would throw it in the trash and then some.
Basura.
Basura.
Trash.
What about you? What is the worst age?
Yeah, so low key, I feel like we're kind of on the back end of the worst lost age, what I would call.
Okay.
Those mid to late 20s where you kind of...
Oh my God, really? That was my fave.
Just, you more...
You're so young and dumb and if you don't have kids, you have no responsibilities for the most part yet.
You ain't that young and you ain't that dumb no more. You just think you are.
That's true.
You're more established, but you really ain't got nothing yet.
No.
You're expected to have it together professionally and personally.
But nobody does.
But it's a wreck.
But DZ, you get to 40 and you don't have it together. That's a secret. Here's what nobody tells you. Yeah, you got your few friends with their stocks and their whatever they got in the bank and their whatever. Most of us don't have it together, okay?
Fair. But
granted I'm a single mom talking from this spot. Two incomes, I might have it a little bit better. But a lot of people are, you know, everybody, you're always trying to keep up, you know?
Well, then maybe isn't that worse of an age.
I mean, but I get what you're saying. You're not there yet.
I just don't think you're there yet, because here's what it is, man. You're hitting that point, and right, I'm talking from the experience of where we were at. We felt good about what we were doing, but we were getting ready to have kids, right? Put 3 years back on it.
Yeah.
As soon as you have those kids, it's like, oh my goodness, life really does change drastically.
Uh-huh.
And then your focus becomes the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have another baby.
And that's all you care about.
And that's all you care about, and life becomes wonderful, right? It's not less stressful, but life becomes wonderful. But no kids, mid to late 20s, you really still really not figure nothing out. You still broke, and a lot of expectations are on you, but it does start to get better. I do agree, because those years...
I was not broke in my 20s. I was broke when I had kids. That's when they sucked all the money out of me. I had more when I had the two incomes in my 20s.
But professionally, nobody's making any money in your middle to late 20s.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming out, because arguably some people are still fresh out of like college or something. Or
because that's fair. Because even my friends who made a ton of money out of college, like the lawyers, they were paying off loans.
So they don't got it like that
even
either.
Even though they were buying condos downtown, they had a ton of debt. And I will die on that hill. So
you ain't got it like that in those
eras. Even if you're buying, you have school debt, a lot of them,
That's why I say it's kind of the worst. Mm-hmm. Personally, right then and there, you're like, dang, you're struggling. Ooh. It sucks.
So
it gets better.
I say middle school. You say mid to late 20s, because you're not so young and dumb anymore, but you don't have anything yet. That's
them 26
relatable.
To 29.
It does get better. I mean, you should be making more as you get older. If you don't ever make more, switch jobs. That's my advice for people.
I do agree with that.
If you worked at the same place for 15 years and you make the same amount, switch jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Please God. That's all I got to say about that. All right. So the question of the day is the worst age.
Yeah.
The worst age.
What's the worst age to be?
414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls, your texts, and your voice messages off the app next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So we have so many texts coming in this morning. Gerard from Palmyra.
Ooh, Gerard, what up?
Love the name. He said, 30 is the worst age to be. You have hit every milestone. For example, your license, your adulting, your drinking. 30, you're officially old.
Gerard. You are wiser. And normally you are a little more established. At least that's how I felt going into my 30s.
Yeah. We're talking about the worst age to be. I said 12 or 13, middle school. DZ, no offense to everyone driving to middle school right now, because I know they are.
No, it's great. It's great.
And DZ said high 20s, because you're not dumb anymore, but you're still broke.
Them late 20s, you ain't got nothing figured out, but you look like you do.
Yeah, Tammy's in Sussex. We'll start with her this morning. Hi, Tammy.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the worst age to be?
So I don't necessarily feel it's an age, but I feel it's a stage of life, because a lot of people deal with certain things. We all deal with the same thing, but at different times in our life, right?
I like that.
So I'll actually be 44 on Thursday. Ugh.
No.
What do you mean,
no. Yeah.
You sound full of life.
44.
What's 44?
44 more to go.
Girl. So, like, I had gotten married young, had my kids young, right? Yeah. So, I had my, got married at 24, and my first kid at 26, second kid at 28.
Okay.
Well, now I have a kid that's a senior going to college. Yeah. Oh, my God. You're that is, like, a new nightmare.
Hold on, Tammy. A new nightmare.
Tammy, you have 40 to 50 years of your life. Like, do you that's understand right. that? How much life you have left?
And
right
it's
now?
Just starting because I hear you out Girl. Of the house with the young.
She's acting like her yes. life is over at 44.
Okay.
Listen, Tammy. No. You're going to be listen. 65 one day.
Tammy,
Linda.
I'm on your side. Hold
you're
on.
You're going to be 65
now, okay.
I wish.
My
I
husband and I
old.
Are at home. We're at home by ourselves. My little one's 15, and we're like, oh my God, we're home alone. What yeah. the hell?
What do we do?
All my friends have babies. They yeah. have babies.
Isn't it great?
So we're
yeah.
ready to like go out and be like, hey, let's travel. Wait, but here's okay. the other part of that is.
What?
Here's the other part. Now you're looking at, okay, my kids are older, but my parents are older. And now you're looking at that
this
stage of
depressing.
Life where,
she's
like,
it worse. You know what?
But, like,
Tammy?
I'm telling you, it's a stage of life.
This
that's,
is her
you know,
answer.
So that's
a different
like,
stage.
But every stage for her has got a negative connotation. She's like, and then you get older, and then your parents die. I'm like, geez, Tammy, like, this is going nowhere fast. Can we
but
just
like,
live
that's
life?
The worst age. That's the worst. I mean, your question okay. is the worst age of life, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like, so
yeah,
this is
right.
the worst stage of life. Like, that's where
it
it's
is a
like,
negative
oh.
question. DZ.
My kids are older. My parents are
Tammy,
older.
We get
all
it.
My friends have little kids.
So the
Tammy,
worst
don't start
age
crying
because
I'm start crying.
The worst age is, and I don't even remember what
for
she
her
said.
Right now,
what
she turns
it?
44
it's
this 44? Week.
44?
This week.
Oh, hell. Okay, so it's
yes.
44. After all that.
Tammy, we appreciate
I
your
know
car,
her
yo.
Life story, though, now, which is great. All right, Tammy.
I know, right?
Say hi to the fan all for right. us.
She, they're gone. They left her. She's
oh,
alone.
Yeah, she's home alone. Oops. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up. Bye, Tammy.
Why are you bringing up a sore subject? Can we get somebody
to.
Who's not depressed?
I need to.
Tina's in West Allis. Hi, Tina. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the worst age to be?
I mean, I kind of agree with Tammy that it's not about an age. It's about a stage of life.
Fair.
Because personally,
fair.
18, 19 for me, as much fun as I had, oh, man, rough mentally. I mean,
sure.
you're leaving high school. You're leaving all your friends. Mm. Everything you've known.
It's
you go into
transition.
College. You don't know what you're going to do.
Fair.
So, you know, you use a lot of stuff that, you know, you probably shouldn't
are,
be doing.
Wait, are you talking about drugs? Like, okay, so you're saying you were...
No, drinking. No, drinking. More
drinking. Oh,
drinking.
drinking.
It's a bad idea.
Come on, listen. My point is you should have said you were in a curious and experimental age. I, too, did a lot of fun things in college.
That's what it felt like she was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I She's definitely like, think it depends on the person, though. Like, everyone has different stages where... Everyone has a different age where they definitely have a more rough time in life.
I hear it. And maybe mm-hmm. the question isn't what's the worst age, but what was the worst age for you?
What was your worst part? What was yeah. the worst stage of your life
for you? Right.
I'm also only going to be 30, so hey, there's plenty more worse stages to
oh,
go.
And plenty better stages as well.
And plenty better. Well, and right. plenty
Why
better.
Am I the positive one today? I'm the one telling you guys it just gets better, and you guys are all like, it's downhill from here, man.
I mean, I've had a good year. I had a baby. He just turned a year. Aww. We're having a good year, but.
Oh, see, she said it gets better and plenty good.
I love
it. It's not easy, but it is wonderful, like
yes.
you said.
Well, happy 1 year to the young, and then congratulations to y'all, man.
All right. Thanks for
Thank
calling,
you.
Tina.
Bye. Yeah, have a great day.
You too.
Our OG Lori at Timmerman Airport, she texted in. She said, worst age is 17. Old enough to drive, but can't afford a car and insurance. Noted, Lori. Last but not least, Nick is in Waukesha. He's trying to get a theme song. He's on day two again.
You're on the way, Nick. We believe in you.
Hi,
good morning.
Nick.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, did you see that Oscars in Brookfield, Waukesha, got destroyed by a fire last night? I am so upset right now.
No, when you were talking about it, that's when I found out about it. But I work on that side of town too, so I had no idea. I'm about ready to just go look at it now.
Oh, wow.
It says a fire destroyed Oscar's frozen custard in Waukesha overnight. It's under investigation. It's developing.
That's sad.
Yeah, they had a bowling alley that did that too. It was down the street from Frame Park. It was like right next to it.
Man.
It burnt
Waukesha.
Up overnight. Right, but that was a while ago, though. Yeah. That was a while ago. That was years and years ago.
Who knows what
now
it
they
is.
Got condos over there now. So,
oh, jeez, oh, wow. And now that we've had a tour of Waukesha, I mean, no, only a few of us know what we're talking about. But
report
Oscar's,
back once you get over there, man.
Oscar's frozen custard off of the Barker Road. Most
you
of
know
us
it.
Know.
You've
so,
seen it. You don't drive over
there. That was good. That was good ice cream.
And they had a drive-through. It was the best. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Their burgers were amazing.
You know
too,
what,
yeah.
Nick? We forgot what we were doing. I hope to God my boss isn't listening. We're on another rampage now. Nick, sorry.
This is how we're built.
We were already negative. The worst age. What
right now,
it?
Because Oscar's burned down. What are y'all talking
what?
About?
What is
no,
it?
for me, it was 18 because I was old enough to join the military, but I wasn't old enough to drink. So,
which is messed up.
That's a whole nother. Ooh,
yeah.
Nick.
Ooh.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What? You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh, what's going on? Grandma's got an issue?
Grandma got an issue.
Oh, boy.
Grandma Marlene.
Mm-hmm.
So Grandma Marlene hit us up and says she wants to stop babysitting her two grandchildren. What are you laughing at? She's serious.
It's so funny because I just know grandparents love it when the grandkids come, and then they're like, until they're, oh, never, just go. You want them until you got them too much. That's what's so funny about this. That's why I giggled.
You're right. No, you're right.
Let's keep it real.
Just keep it real.
It's like, come
on. Just keep
on.
It a bug, baby.
So that's why I giggled, because my first thought went to, go on, though.
So Grandma Marlene, G Marlene says, I'm in my 60s, uh-huh. retired,
okay,
and I've been babysitting for free for the last 3 years.
Aww.
Never really even volunteered to babysit. I was asked to help here and there, and I did because I did not want my grandbabies watched by no strangers. I never had help from my parents, so I tried to do better for my daughter. Now, like I said, I'm retired, but that doesn't mean I do nothing. Uh-huh. I'm active, I'm social, and it makes it hard to make plans each week. It's inconvenience. Babysitting keeps me from going to the gym, cooking.
You hear that, Tammy in Sussex, the one who said life's over at 40? Listen
going
to this grandma.
Out,
going
listen,
out,
listen,
going to the gym, socializing. Yes,
listen to G.
Girl.
Marlene.
Yes, girl.
Grocery shopping and many of my other personal tasks. Dang, G. Marlene out here.
This is the way you should be doing it. Live your life.
Ooh, listen.
Oh, Ali, no.
She says, I know this could impact the relationship I have with my grandchildren, but I'm willing to accept that.
Well, because she's had it, huh?
It gets worse.
Oh, no.
I know my daughter and her family have the money to spend on childcare.
I know people like this, too.
I was a working parent,
nuts.
And I found my way, and now they have to find theirs. I would love to hear various opinions on my situation. Thanks.
Oh, it's a sticky situation because so many people take for granted when the grandparents watch the kids for free.
Yes.
And I watch it because I don't have family in town. Now, that is not, I'm not mad at anybody else because they have family here.
That's it's a blessing.
I moved here for a great job I love, right?
Yes.
My family comes to visit. Fantastic. But I watch people who could afford childcare, take them to their grandparents. And I think it's great because that's great for the grandparents and the kid. They're having they're bonding.
And when the grandparent agrees, that's cool.
Great. But
when it becomes,
it gets taken advantage of. And when you sit there and you watch your kids who can afford it.
Yes.
Take advantage of you. It gets old.
Now, does it?
I would think, because I'm not a grandma. Not yet.
Chef's kiss.
If assuming Owen and Hudson want kids, up to them, then yes, one day maybe.
But are you also going to watch these kids after raising these kids and go, no matter what, I'm gonna take care of you. You're my family.
Mm-hmm.
In any situation. Yes.
Yes.
Until it becomes way too much. And I think Grandma Marlene's at the point where it's become way too much.
She's over it.
Yeah, she's over it.
It was fun at first.
It was probably great at first, but now she's babysitting multiples. They probably had a newborn. Think about our situation. Imagine this. Our grandparents, if this was us, if my mom lived in Milwaukee, this would probably be Grandma Marlene would be Grandma Catalina.
It's the same, because your mom, Sammy, even though it's hard to watch a kid, one, now that you have two, you see how much easier one was,
one
right?
Was,
in hindsight.
In hindsight.
Like, whoa.
Whoa.
And you don't know till you have two. And that's no disrespect to people with one, but no. You get two and you go, I had it made with one. I'm just keeping it real here.
What?
So when you put two in with grandma, I'm with you.
The mix gets tough.
She's probably like, screw this. What am I even doing?
I just got rid of y'all.
I was ready to have a little fun, and now this is too much work.
With that being said, though, I don't think she's in a place to just cut them off. She's already agreed. It's not easy to just find childcare. As somebody that has recently, within the last 4 years, had to find childcare because we were lucky enough to have my little sister be our childcare provider for the first few years.
Why did she not? She didn't want to do it when you had two?
My little sister Angie is in the beginning stages of her 20s. She's in the full swing. She's about 23 now. You really think a 23-year-old is going to watch two babies full time and love it? No.
Well, I mean, if she maybe for money.
She loved one, and we were paying her well.
Okay, good.
Titi was loving being Titi. It was no longer just Titi. Titi really had a job now. She was now a daycare lady, and that's not what she wanted to be. We asked her, hey.
And that's what grandma's going through.
Would you want to?
You asked Angie?
And she said no.
Ah, because I get it. She's 23.
Parents are different, though. That's my little sister.
True.
My mom is in her 60s.
But listen to what Marlene said. She said that I'm living my life. Yeah. So Marlene, while your sister Angie's building life at 20, Marlene's living again at 60 going, now you're cramping my style because I'm trying to build up my life in my 60s and my she's just starting her retirement life. She's figuring out what she wants to do with her time.
She could figure it out.
From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. We have texts coming in, lots of suggestions, and we're going to open up the phone lines and take your messages on the Odyssey app. So I can't wait to talk to everybody next. Let's see here. Somebody said, set up one set day a week that you're available and that's it. She might not even want to do that anymore. That's what you're missing. She's doing it for free.
I think she's got to put up with it for at least another year. She can't just cut them off.
Give them the mate, like you have 1 year.
At least give them
a year is too long.
Give them a grace period because you can't just cut it. Again, y'all know me by now. It's family.
Well, and this is the thing though, whoever's kids they are, her son or daughter. You know, the daughter's going, you must love this once a week, grandma. Who's to say grandma? She might want to come and go as she pleases. Maybe she doesn't want, thinking, I'm helping you out by letting you bond once a week.
Grandma sounds like a real one because she even said, I'm willing to accept it if it impacts my relationship with my grandchildren. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would long term. I also don't think you can cut them off short term. You got to keep watching these grandbabies.
Okay.
These short years are precious and they're fleeting. In the grand scheme, another year or two, them grandbabies aren't going to need you for daycare because they're going to be in school, Grandma Marlene. That's what I'm saying.
Whoever texted in, your only obligation is your own children. Preach! They said, go live your life, Grandma. You've already raised your kids.
That's not a grandparent. I know one when I hear one. That ain't no grandparent.
No, but Kayla in West Bend, she texted in and she said, it sounds like she's being taken advantage of. Being a grandparent is a treat. You shouldn't have to raise your grandbabies. Even when my mom watches my kids, I slip her money. Damn, Kayla!
It didn't. You could start charging, Grandma Marlene.
If my parents... Okay.
What's $50 for food?
New rule. If my parents have more money than me, I'm not paying them. If they don't, I'm paying them.
I'm paying them.
Is that fair?
I like that. That's
okay,
valid.
We're going to take your advice next.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Beth in Greenfield texted in and said, this is why when my mom was trying to push me to have kids after I said I didn't want any, I told her I would, but only if she would watch whenever I asked her to. She changed her tune real quick.
She chilled out real quick. What?
Beth, you're funny. All right, let's start with one of our regulars, one of the queens, you know, Amanda.
Oh, Jane.
Amanda. Like a fine wine. She slid right in there, man. Fantastic.
I like that.
Good delivery today, Amanda. Good delivery. All right.
Thank you.
What do you think Grandma Marlene should do? She doesn't want to watch her grandkids anymore.
She's over it.
I feel bad for her. I mean, if I was the daughter, the family, I'd be wanting to pay her something.
They never do, though. When it's your parents, you never feel bad. Look at your friends who use their parents. You don't feel bad. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's grandparents' time. Yeah, it's not babysitting.
It's not a babysitter.
They're babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that grandma can help a little bit for right now, but you know what? I think that they should start working at home with the kids.
Oh.
You have some backup plans.
Ah.
I may or may not have experience with this.
May or may not.
Amanda, you wouldn't recommend it, so why are you telling them to work from home with kids? What a nightmare.
But she's saying tone
it
down.
I said I may or may not recommend it. I may or may not have gone through this.
Wink, wink, cough, cough.
All right, Amanda, thank you for calling.
Let's just say today my babysitter has jury duty, and guess who's got to take care of them?
So,
Lily and Coco Melon later.
Yep, she's in hell. It's called iPad babysitter. Can't wait for the complaint emails on that one.
In the era of AI,
like
listen.
I care. All right, thanks, Amanda. Have a good day.
Love you guys.
Let her back. Bye. She's kind of saying taper back, though. Mm. On the front end, she said taper back.
Fair.
Maybe don't. If she's babysitting 5 days a week, I could hear why you'd want to drop to three.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so excited about our next caller. Her name's Valeria, and she is calling from Keystone, Florida, listening on the Odyssey app.
Oh, snap.
They're from Wisconsin. They live in Florida now. Hey, Valeria.
Hi.
Morning.
Love that you called us.
Morning.
Love that you're in Florida. And we want to know, what do you think this grandma should do?
I think she should talk to them. I have experience. My mom used to watch my three kids and my sister's three kids.
At the same time?
Yeah, at the same time.
For free?
That's a daycare.
For free?
Yeah, for free.
Oh, hell no.
Dang.
Don't call me.
Okay, no, what's the experience, though? Because I got to hear it. My lady, I got to hear it. What?
But then my two older kids started school, so it was a lot easier on her. And we offered to pay her.
Oh, she didn't want it. That's different.
Well, it's weird then when now they're offering to pay. I mean, but at least you
six
offered.
Kids, though?
Six kids is insane. You know how much you got away with? Wow.
I think it's like anything above four is a daycare.
My mom loves the kids. Like, she absolutely, like, adores them. Like, it's to the point, like, where my kids, like, rather live with her than come home with us.
Oh, fun grandma.
Well, yeah, because she gets to do whatever she wants and send them back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Been there, done that.
So what's the advice, though?
I think the advice would be for the grandma to talk to them and, like, just give them some time to figure it out, but, like, still have a conversation.
Don't cut it, though. You're saying don't cut it right away like she wants to, because she wants to just be done.
Yeah, I think, like, she needs to give them at least, like, I wouldn't give them a whole year, because that's still a lot of time.
I agree. A year is so much time. You could...
How long, then?
Maybe 6 months. That's being generous. Ooh. I do. It's like anytime you leave a company.
I would do just a few months.
Six
like
weeks.
A month or two.
Mm-hmm. Listen to us. It gets smaller and smaller. Yeah,
3 days.
I'm like, get in the weekend.
48 hours.
Screw that. All right. Thanks, Valeria. We love that you're listening in Florida on the Odyssey app. We can't wait to hear from you again.
Keep being great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
So...
Dog, I don't think she could cut it.
You don't think so?
Man, I think she's going to regret it. These kids are going to be in school in no time, and she's going to be losing precious time. She's not going to be a babysitter for much longer. I get it. It's annoying. She's bored. She'll be fine.
Our listeners are hysterical. Ashley in West Dallas texted in and said, just put Miss Rachel on. That's the best third parent you can get.
At this rate, honestly, she doesn't have to be all super active. She just needs to make sure these grandbabies are alive. I don't know if she's trying to be Miss Rachel. Miss Rachel could do that for herself.
Seriously. You want to go to Audrey in Retroit? And we weren't gonna, but pull her up. She's in Racine. We call it, she's from Detroit, so we call it Retroit.
You get it.
Hi, Audrey.
Wepa, wepa.
Wepa.
All right, we've already figured it out, but we just wanted to say hi. What do you think she should do? Go.
So being an ex-correctional officer, I totally get not having your kids in daycare. Because people are wild.
Oh,
fair.
Well, now that we've given everyone anxiety this morning, have a great day, Audrey. I'm sorry I pulled you up to begin with. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. Today is a day I've been waiting for, DZ, for many reasons.
What's going on?
Today is the day, a physical therapy appointment for my son, Owen, who's 13. I have been dreaming about this day. And by the way, I have to tell you a really sad yet funny story of how the kid got screwed over in gym class, thanks to me.
Thanks to you. you.
Yeah, so Owen has had this weird pain in his side.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know about it. It's been going on for like a long time. I mean, months.
I figured it was growing pains because he keeps stretching about an inch and a half a day.
The guy grew from like 5'7 to 6'2 in a matter of like 4 months. It was something insane.
Or less.
I've never seen somebody grow that quick. And I did wonder if some of it was from his body not being able to, you know, having trouble.
I'm not tall, but I remember the growing pains that I had and the knee problems that I had.
Gosh.
It was bad.
Well, he doesn't walk standing up fully. He walks really kind of like leaned over and he's whatever. So finally I take him to the doctor because I had had enough.
He's still got that awkward in between body, dog. He ain't filled out yet, but he's still a little boy awkward.
Exactly.
Not in a bad way, but so, you know what I mean.
Well, first I called my friend who is a nurse practitioner and teaches nursing at Marquette, Cali.
Big ups.
And I said, can I get a free doctor FaceTime video? So she counsels
Owen. I need a consult.
So she asks him a bunch of questions. She goes, okay, well, he doesn't have appendicitis or he'd be dying right now. He'd be screaming
keeled
in pain.
Over, yep.
But he clearly needs to see someone if he's uncomfortable. But we got to go see if it's a hernia or something.
Ooh.
So I take him to the pediatrician at Children's, his doctor. His doctor's like, that seems fine. Here's some stretches. So we go home. Owen has to do stretches twice a day. And if it doesn't go away, he's got to go to physical therapy. Well, he did them once a day. Let's be real. Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't gone away.
When I yelled at him, and he did him.
Yep.
But now he's going to. We've had this appointment set up, but this is where I screwed him. The quarter changed in middle school, and he started gym class a week ago.
They don't do.
So now he's in gym all of the sudden.
They rotate,
and he comes home, and he's like, "Oh, gym was so hard. Hey, we had a test, and I had to run." And I was like, "Oh my God, is your side okay?" He's like,
"Are they doing
no.
the pacer test?
That's something." But this is what's funny. Imagine going up to your brand new gym teacher and saying, I got a pain in my side when you're running. And the gym teacher looked at him and laughed and was like, good talk. Go get a note from your doctor.
Yeah. Come back when it's real, my boy.
And so I said, did you tell the teacher? And he goes, yeah. And he told me to get a note from the doctor. I go, probably because when you run, your side hurts if you're just out of shape, my guy. He thought you were just out of a fat guy's pain.
He said, boy, that's all of us.
We're all in pain. So then I did feel awful. So I charted his pediatrician. I said, can I get a doctor note until we go to physical therapy and figure out what the heck's going on here? They said, of course. And then I had to email the teacher and I go, this is so embarrassing, but my son cannot participate in certain activities until we go to physical therapy. And here's the doctor's note. And he was like, no prob. So I am dying to go today to find out what the issue is.
To get this figured out, man.
We got to get an answer because he can't be in this much pain.
No. And for him to be that young, that's when it starts to get concerning because you're like, okay, if it's growing pains, it's one thing. Well, you get through growing pains.
Yeah.
It feels like he does have something going on that clearly can be remedied.
Mm-hmm.
And my soul of souls just says it's because he's that dang big and he's growing that dang fast.
I think so. And I think they're going to have to do stretches and exercises with his posture because he does not stand up. All that stuff affects his... That's the spine. That's the back. Oh, that's the... Like, it all goes together.
Because when you do...
Look at me like I'm a doctor.
Stand up, though, and you go and erect your posture like you're supposed to...
That's when it hurts. He can't stand up.
He's not used to it.
Yeah.
Got to stretch his body out.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
We might have to get this man to the chiropractor for real, for real.
Yeah, this guy's going to be in yoga.
Something.
With mom.
Something.
His doctor did suggest yoga and things like that. And he was like, you know, work on, basically flexibility, toe touches.
Stagnant stretches, flexibility business.
We're going to find out today at physical therapy because I've only been with my mom. I've never taken a kid.
Well, let's report back. I remember doing PT when I was younger. Well, because I did sports. So it was more natural for me to do some physical therapy if I'd get injured or anything in between.
And I was a swimmer, so we didn't have injuries unless it was your shoulder, and that was far and few between.
Right.
So swimmers, we got off good.
It was honestly, that's a great, why does he get into swimming?
Well, I've thought about that. Mm-hmm. Maybe because he loves to swim.
And then you work in a full body.
Mm-hmm.
End up like Michael Phelps.
So
right?
good. Well, it's not like I'm not afraid to take him to Princeton Club, just to have fun.
That's what I'm saying.
They have a party pool. The kid area is the party pool.
No. But
they got a whole water park inside.
Just get this man doing some laps. Now,
I agree.
I get that physical physical business ain't the main.
He'd be a good swimmer. How tall he is.
It's not the main move for these kids. They're tech kids. But get them in the water, they turn into fish. Mm-hmm. I know these boys love the pool,
too. They love it.
Listen, swimming? Hold on now. Notch that one.
Well, it's the only place they get peace where their mom's not yelling.
It's because they can't hear you underwater.
That's why I swam. Block my dad out.
You finesse him into thinking, because he's not going to think it's a sport. I'm so serious. He's not going to think it's a sport whatsoever.
No, swimming was, I loved swimming.
All of a sudden.
I swam 10 years competitively.
He's winning gold medals, gold medals.
Ooh. I wish. Look at us dreaming about a kid that wants to be on video games all day.
I'm going
to
keep dreaming.
Let's get him to physical therapy today, and then I'll report back tomorrow, and we'll find out what they say. I'm dying to see what they say.
Physical therapy today, Michael Phelps, Olympian tomorrow.
Slow down. Slow. Maybe in 2025.
We start training tomorrow.
Let's go. You ready for Am I the Jerk?
Are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
I am. This one we got on Facebook, and I had to write her back and ask questions, but it involves fake accounts being made on Facebook.
Families?
I'm so in. Just let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she asked, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not wanting to spend the holidays with my aunt? But hold on, there's more.
Oh, but wait.
Because I had to ask questions about this. I had so many questions when I saw this one. Okay, she says, hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for not wanting to spend the holidays with my aunt? My aunt has a history of making fake Facebook accounts. She's even used my middle name once. And I always find it really strange. And she just makes up some excuse as to why she does it. Well, this past week, she made a new fake Facebook and used my mom's picture as the profile.
Oh.
And the cover photo of my mom and I.
Oh.
I immediately texted her. And she admitted it was her, and I told her how weird it was. She told me she doesn't care what I think's weird. After going back and forth with her, she said to me, well, I guess I will take it down since you think it's so weird. Who wouldn't, though? My mom, of course, texted her, and she couldn't understand why we thought it was so weird. She wasn't apologizing until my mom finally said to her, instead of making all these excuses, you could just apologize. Am I the jerk for not wanting to be around her during the holidays? Apologize for making the fake account with her pictures.
I got it.
Okay, so then my first thought, of course.
She catfishing with the fam?
Well, I was really confused when I, not confused, but I read this and I went, okay, hold on. I'm confused in the sense of, why is she making the fake Facebook accounts? Like, how does this... Are you just annoyed with her?
Right. Why do the two equate and you don't want her around?
Right. Are you just annoyed with her because she's weird? Because, yeah, all making all the
nobody
fake...
Nobody wants to say that, but...
All the fake... No, I'll say it.
Some family members are weird.
I've had... You've had burner accounts, but I've never, like, used
people... I've never had a burner account.
Years ago. Trust me, it was the only way to bust somebody cheating. Trust me. It worked, but I haven't had one in years because I'll stalk on you with my real profile. Now, and I don't care if you see it.
Say with your
I'll
chest.
Creep on you for real. Yeah. I hope I accidentally followed you. It's happened, trust me. But I'm saying there are people that do this. What is even, and it's even weirder that you're putting people you know as the, that's even, now you're stealing somebody's identity.
That's what I'm
identity.
Saying. You're catfishing with the fam, and that's a level of weirdness where I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Are you also pretending to be them?
So then I wrote her back, and I said, I'm confused. I have so many questions, okay?
Right.
So she did write me back, and I said, why is there so many Facebook accounts, basically?
Right.
Like, what's the whole deal?
It's a genuine question, because that's where it's all stemming from, is going, she'd be making fake accounts. We don't want her around the holidays. Mm-hmm. How do those two match up?
Yeah, and she said that she thinks she makes them to spy on people in different... She joins Facebook groups. Does that make sense?
Like, private Facebook groups?
Like, yeah. Like the Facebook community groups and stuff. She gets on them to watch people with a fake profile.
Like an Are We Dating the Same Dude or
that
whatever.
That too, actually. There's a good one. You have to really go crazy. They make you fill out a whole research questionnaire on that one. But yes, this is why.
If she's got to make fake accounts, like, say she's getting kicked out of these groups.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Or you're just looking at what... Because I've had people... In some of these groups, you can see who's viewed it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the leader of the group, it'll say, or even if you're not the leader, it says viewed by 54 people. Have you ever seen those?
Oh, no.
Like my kids' school group, it'll say viewed by, and you can see who viewed it sometimes.
And not who viewed it versus who actually likes and follows.
So
yeah, I got
when
it.
When I'm in the community Milwaukee group just watching people get messy and fight, I'm there to watch. I don't want to get involved.
Not participate.
I'm watching the comments section. So that's what the aunt's doing, but she needs to do it with her chest.
She
and
needs
stop
to...
creeping on. Because she's probably writing fake comments with
that
her
part.
Stupid fake account.
But then how does the translation get to now I don't want her around for the holidays?
She's toxic. She's making fake accounts with your picture on them.
Ellie, hold on.
She doesn't want to be with her aunt at the holidays.
You think? Hear me out. Now, now since we're talking crazy, I'm thinking crazy.
I don't blame her.
Irrational thoughts going in now, D. Easy getting crazy, y'all.
Well, your irrational thoughts aren't weird because the aunt's having irrational weird. She's doing weird
this
stuff.
This
is weird. It's irrational to make all these fake accounts.
What if they don't want her?
Strange.
They don't want her around because they don't want Titi sitting there listening, gathering tea and information that she can then go and be valid with and keep catfishing, pretending to be somebody she's not and checking out because it's like, oh yeah, I was at the holiday, this. So they're like, no, they're cutting her off going, you're not even going to be able to pretend to be us because you don't know what's going on in our lives. Mm-hmm. It just so happens to fall on the coincidence of the holiday. Mm-hmm. Holiday might not have nothing to do with it. Mm. They're just cutting her off.
They're just cutting her off because I wouldn't want her around either. Because it's like the aunt who's going to steal from you. She going to get in my purse next?
Chill out.
She's already making her fake identities on Facebook. What's next?
Titi got sticky fingers.
Maybe.
Check her pockets on the way out.
You said it, not me.
Oh, man. It is about the familia. It's about taking care of each other. It's about giving those family members another chance. And you don't pick your family. Not in always and not in every sense. You know what I mean. Obviously,
I know.
Obviously, you do. But...
414-533-1037. Somebody said, not a jerk, but definitely weird.
Weird. And I don't think y'all got to kick her out of the holidays, though.
Mm.
The holidays are about having people together.
Well, then she needs to stop making Facebook accounts with her picture on it.
I think something's wrong with the aunt that's got her wanting to create these attachments and connections.
Something's wrong with the aunt. I agree with you on that.
She might not feel connected to her family, and kicking her out isn't going to make it any better, y'all.
Megan in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. The aunt shouldn't be using her family's photos. She talked to her about it and her aunt won't stop. Toxic family doesn't get to come around, but you're saying it's family.
It's family, man.
And even the ones
around the toxic family.
Actually,
you know how to act.
I'm going to Thanksgiving and there's people I don't want to interact with and I'm going to be forced to. I'm already irritated about it, but I'm showing up with my family, aren't I?
That part. I clap it up for that.
Thank you, DZ.
It's about showing up.
Even though it's going to be a hell of a fight.
Who said we going to survive it? It's about showing up.
You know what? You're right. Good for us. We're showing up.
It's about showing up.
Let's take calls and texts next. I want to see. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for not wanting to spend the holidays with her aunt. And the reason is her aunt makes Facebook accounts. Fake
Big
ones
messy.
That use. She's just messy. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for not wanting to spend the holidays with her aunt. And I said, why? She said she makes fake Facebook accounts and uses our pictures and she's really weird and annoys us. And she won't stop.
End message.
The end. It took us all that that was a quick summary for you.
Good summary, though.
I want to go to the phones and let's start with our girl in Sheboygan today. How about Lisa?
Oh, snap. We going there?
We're going there. We're definitely going there. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. All right. Is Chelsea, I don't know if that's her real name or not, because I copy and paste when they email us, and I don't remember if I changed it.
We changed it.
So if we didn't, whatever. Is she the jerk for not wanting to spend the holidays with her aunt?
This is so weird. Like, what is wrong with this situation?
Lisa, weird, but there's people that do this all the time.
Family's
weird. Which is even weirder that this is not that weird, is what the creepy part about the fake accounts is.
What's weird is that it's not that weird?
What's weird is that these weirdos are, yes, thank you.
Okay,
but go on.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay. I do think she's the jerk, although it makes me, like, not feel good saying that because it is so weird. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's clearly something wrong with this aunt in terms of her day-to-day life and whatnot. And I feel like if she does go, which I think she should go to Thanksgiving and the holidays and all of her, like, maybe confronting her in front of the rest of the family verbally in a text message, you're hiding behind your words. right? So you're not probably getting a real answer or really figuring out why this is happening. Yes, people make fake profiles all the time, but it's for reasons like, yeah, like catching someone that's cheating.
Well, that's why it's a mental health thing, or if it's not cheating, it's something else weird, which they talk about on the show Catfish all the time. Mm-hmm. They actually dig deep as to why people make fake accounts, and it's never a healthy, they never have a healthy mind.
That show was so successful because this is so weirdly normal.
Yeah, but it's also
But then why isn't the aunt making like a random name up and picking some random picture on Facebook?
She's using family.
I got it. I have an answer. I have an answer.
Lisa?
Let me share this moment from therapy with everyone.
Impart us with your wisdom.
My therapist said she loves it when I quote her on the show. But every now and then I look at my therapist and I go, am I crazy for what I just told you? She goes, no, you're not, because you're aware of it. If you're not aware, that's the people you need to be worried about. The aunt is not aware.
She's not.
That's the people you need to be worried about.
She's not aware at
all. There's one thing to have self-awareness and go, what am I doing? Do I need to alter behaviors? Is this right? This wrong? For the people that don't know, those are the ones that freak me out. And she's right.
And let's remember, the mom has already confronted her own sister, sibling, about this and said, girl,
and she
what?
Doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't care. She's unaware.
So confront her in front of some other family and do it politely and respectfully,
but maybe she's having
a better open conversation in front of more people. At some point, she's going to feel embarrassed about this, I hope, and realize what she's doing. She's a lunatic.
Or remove herself because she's uncomfortable, and then the mission's accomplished either way, right? Still got her out.
Well, and she's doing the thing right now going, I made a fake account. Ha ha ha. Isn't this funny?
Ain't nobody laughing.
No. All right, Lisa. No. She still said jerk.
Still said jerk, though. Okay. Let her come to Thanksgiving.
All right, Lisa. Yeah. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Let's go to Maddie in New Berlin next and see what she thinks. Hi, Maddie.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right. Is she a jerk for not wanting to spend the holidays with her aunt who loves to make Facebook accounts?
I was very much on the fence with this because I was like, oh, it's family. But I feel like she's not the jerk because in a way, like, it's almost condoning her behavior by, like, you know, like, spending time with her. Like,
that is fair.
Like, I don't know. Like, honestly, you're enabling her.
You're saying you're enabling the behavior by letting her come to Thanksgiving. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like it crossed the line when they used her picture, like, the family's pictures and that sort of thing. Because, like, I kind of love the aunt in a way. Like, I think she's crazy, but she's, like...
Cute crazy. Wait until it's your profile.
And your picture and your cover photo. Just wait.
And what isn't cute about it for me is that she's using family. It'd be one thing if she was using strangers' pictures or family pictures, strangers' names, vice versa, whatever. But she's using family names and family photos, playing family.
Well, Trey and Palmyra texted in and said, good morning, she's a jerk. Chelsea has the perfect opportunity to be petty. Play catfish on TV and comment. Oh my gosh. All right, Maddie, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Have a great day. Bye.
I love this text. They said, any therapist will tell you it's okay and sometimes necessary to cut out toxic family for your own mental health and personal growth.
I understand that.
Anyone in general.
But we know the holidays are a trying time for a lot of people. Everybody always talks about, oh, the holidays, it's so good, cheer. Think about the flip. It's not always that much cheer. And if I will say it, for people like this, I feel like the cheer is more few and far in between than for others.
Yeah, that's fair.
Personal opinion.
Hannah's in Milwaukee, as she likes to say. Hi,
morning, Hannah.
Jinx.
Hello.
What are we, second best? She's like hanging out with us on speaker.
Right? What? Were you busy?
She's like, let me get to the phone, guys.
Hi.
I forgot I was on the radio. My bad.
Good morning, Hannah. You're the tiebreaker. Lucky you.
Hannah, which way are you going?
I totally agree with that last text. We have a cray-cray aunt over here, guys.
Cray-cray.
And I know because I have one. I have an aunt who's super cray-cray like this. The problem is they start out, like, a little crazy, and they do stuff like make fake Facebook, you know, pages with family members. And then they start asking for, like,
approval.
Your social security. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then they start asking for your social security number because they want to give you a car.
Oh, excuse me?
Then they want to use your social security number to do stuff with
Oh, she's talking about how... See, now, hold on, Hannah, because I said the next, what's she going to steal next? And DZ laughed, and I'm like, but no, these are the traits. No.
Your identity.
This is the weird traits people that steal in life do. Like, it's weird.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
It's weird.
It happened to me. So you just... And I'm telling you, like, I used to adore my aunt because she wasn't, like, super crazy.
She didn't
was
know
just
her.
A little,
just a little cray cray.
For real, you didn't know eccentric. Her.
And then my mom and my other aunt, because my mom comes from a big family, they were like, okay, no, you need to cut all communication from her because she
they knew.
Is not, like, wow. She's just not right. She's
well,
not
there
well.
Are, we, you know, there. Most people are savable, but she's one of those that was not. I get it. You're yes.
So Hannah's going, no, not the jerk. Mm-hmm. You got to make your move and protect your peace.
Amen.
Yes, exactly.
Somebody said jerk because this woman is mentally not stable. She's lonely and she will never listen because she can't understand. I know a lady like this, but not letting her be around family might make it worse for her. Trish.
That's what
DZ said.
That's what I was meaning. But now, I'm sorry, with Hannah's logic, I'm going, hey, yo, I mean, I don't want my identity taken.
No.
Family or not, that's a crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's done this to other people, like, you know, she's, like, fallen and, like, sued people and, like,
Dang, Hannah.
Dang, we'll have to hear your story another day.
Yeah, you're the next one.
I know.
Jeez, all right, we're bringing up all kinds of family trauma today. Have a great day, Hannah.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Talk soon.
Sandra and East Troy texted in, what are the holidays without a crazy aunt or family member?
Thank you. And I aim to be that crazy, you know, aunt or family member one day.
I already am, but I don't make fake Facebook accounts. I'm just the loud one who's loud, you know?
Hey, there's levels to the crazy, that's all.
At least I'm fun, you know?
Hey, thank you.
So are you, DZ.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'd be crazy in our own regard.
All right. So there you go. Am I the jerk? It turns out she is not the jerk for blowing off her family. We are going to, coming up next, we are going to talk about a story a friend told me about a man that reached out to her. And the way a lot of us have this app. And this, she knows a guy who reached out to her. He wanted to date her.
A lot of us have this app?
Yeah, but he
this
reached out.
App?
It's not a dating app.
What?
It's not a dating app.
Well, wait.
It's not Facebook either. Just, it's not social media. I will
Let
tell
me
you
guess.
Next.
You gonna tell us next.
I'll tell you next. Yes, I have a good story for you. And then I want you to tell me if what he did was appropriate or not.
I'm here for it.
Okay, it's coming up next. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Wepa, wepa.
Bueno. DS DZ, I have to tell you a crazy story that a female friend told me about a guy she met.
Yeah, you were telling me a little bit off air, and a little crazy,
You know, I have enough of my own crazy dating stories, and I don't have anything to tell today. Sorry,
not today.
I tell you what, though, my hinge is popping off, though.
So maybe tomorrow.
It's because I'm about to go have surgery, and I don't care. And so now I have men. It's like they're flying everywhere. It's raining.
Now that
I can't focus on men, they're flying at me on the dating app. This is how it goes.
Ain't that how it goes?
Unbelievable. I'm like, I can't deal with you right now. It's literally kind of like, hi.
Bye.
You're hot. Can we go out? I can't deal with you. No, but I was talking to another single friend of mine. Now, this is a single friend whose husband passed away.
Oh.
Not the one you're thinking.
Oh.
It's actually, I have two friends. One husband, my friend you were thinking of, her husband died of cancer. That's not her.
Okay, got it.
And then I have another friend, and her husband unfortunately died in a snowmobile accident.
Oh, that's
awful. Awful story. But she is a widow, and we talk, you know.
Getting back into the world.
She's trying. It's been years now, and they had kids and have kids. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. So she's out there, and we talk about it. And when I saw her at my fundraiser that I was hosting last week, she goes, listen to this. So what? She said, this guy messaged me on LinkedIn.
On what?
I go, like, on the work app?
Was he trying to build a professional connection and get a job?
That was what I asked her.
Duh.
She said, well, he asked me if I wanted to maybe have coffee for a business meeting.
Oh, okay.
She meets him. I don't know if it was coffee or lunch. They talk about the business stuff. And she said she looked at the guy and she goes, you know what? I have a lot on my plate right now. I have a life coach. Let me go talk to my life coach about this opportunity. She goes back. The life coach says, you have way too many things going on.
Don't
you can't add to your plate. So she went back to the guy and said, I'm really sorry. On LinkedIn, you know, I can't really work with you right now, but thanks for thinking of me.
Now's not a good time for this professional connection.
He writes back on LinkedIn and says, okay, well, do you want to go on a date then?
No, he did not.
That's what I said. I go, he did not. She's like, he did. And I go, that is so inappropriate.
That's bold.
Like, that's crazy. So you were only asking her on a business meeting to get, come on. You were just trying to go out with her. And that's the icky part of men in business when they do that stuff to us, man.
Okay.
They make us think there's an opportunity. And it's like, it's either that they want to sleep with us. And you see this all, he's the Harvey Weinstein. Yeah. I'm not saying this guy's Harvey Weinstein.
It makes real business look horrible.
Horrible.
Because then you're guarded and yeah.
And now we don't want to take an opportunity because we feel like we have to date this guy.
Well, now you think a business lunch is going to turn into, will you date me now?
It's gross.
That's not cool.
So she told me that and I said, that is so inappropriate. And she goes, do you know this guy? And she showed him me on Google. I go, I've never seen that guy. She goes, he's some guy. I go, never heard of this guy. She's like, he's a business guy. I go, never heard of him. Never seen him. So, but I thought, what a creep. And so I wanted to ask you what you thought as a dude, because I was like, that is so inappropriate.
And
the listeners can chime in too.
I'm in the thread of, well, shoot your shot. And LinkedIn isn't necessarily only used for professional purposes anymore. Mm-hmm. Some people are using it as a social networking site. It has evolved. I'm not really on LinkedIn like that, but
but I never go on it, if that makes any sense.
I know it's there. I'm guaranteeing you my profile's still there, but I couldn't tell you the last time I was on it or updated it, right?
Same.
But from the last inklings I heard, people were using it as a social networking site.
They tried to change it to make it different.
With professional connections still, but it was more Facebook than LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That doesn't make it okay, though, because what happened is that you started with a professional meaning behind the interaction.
Yeah.
And when you're told no, you have to accept that no then.
Yeah. And if you didn't want to work with her, if you wanted to date her, you should have done that separately and not you mess icky with the two together.
What I could hear is, had he only found her on LinkedIn or only known her professionally, messaged her there to try to connect outside without the facade of, I'm talking business, let's talk shop. And
he misread it, though.
He misread it.
He misread it because she was polite to him. This is the other issue with business meetings and men and women. He misread it because she was polite and probably, and I know her, she's bubbly and sweet, and she was being professional.
But she cut the...
But that's where this dummy was like, she's being... Maybe she likes her.
But she cut it off and said, no, this connection isn't a good time for me right now. Mm-hmm. Where does that now lead your brain to go, okay, well, maybe a date? She just told you she's got too much on her plate. This was a misread of all misreads, dude or not. Guy or girl, anybody doing this would have been awkward, right? And it's not like they matched on an app and also matched professionally. Ugh. This was one and the same, and he took the opportunity. He was an opportunist in this moment, for real.
Somebody texted in and said, LinkedIn is not a dating site. Yes, it's a social network for business, but not that. Nope. Somebody else said, shoot your shot. And then somebody said, girl, that was not inappropriate. It's 2024. Life is short. Yeah, it is. For work stuff? We're trying to make progress. We have come so far.
I back the shoot your shot movement, but then it couldn't have started the way it did. It needed to start differently.
You can't message someone on a business site and then turn it, then it gets icky.
And that's what I mean. Had you only known her professionally, then reach out on LinkedIn and say, hey, I'd love to connect with you through another site. Here's my Instagram. Here's my number. Here's my email. Something.
Somebody texted in. They are messaging on Pinterest now. People are using Pinterest and LinkedIn to cheat now, too. We went to cheating.
Okay.
You don't need Pinterest.
This isn't that.
You can use any site to cheat. You don't even need. I mean, that's another topic. We're just talking about my friend who is single mom, widowed, and this guy asked her for a business meeting on LinkedIn. And then when she said, I can't work with you right now, he reached out again, trying to make it romantic. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I see the phones ringing. I can't wait to take calls and texts. What's up?
She's clearly not interested in this guy.
She's not.
Or I am convinced that this conversation would be going differently.
Mm-hmm.
she's not interested, so this is a closed conversation. Mm-hmm. Had he been interesting to her, that would have been a shoot your shot moment. Life mm-hmm. is short. Think about it from the flip. Had she been like, well, he is kind of cute.
Listen to what Tim in Kenosha said. I felt like he kept it professional with the business. Once that chapter was closed, he took his shot. We all live short lives.
No, Tim,
this is where you're missing it. He did it again. He came back on LinkedIn.
Same LinkedIn. But if that was the only way he had to reach out to her.
Well, they hadn't.
I'm stuck,
if,
man.
Okay, if that's the only way you had to reach out to her and she already had coffee or lunch with you, she's not interested, my guy.
That part.
Okay, let's take your calls and texts next. Now I'm getting upset. See? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Whoever said just go for the UPS guy, we're not talking about me. I forgot about the UPS guy, to be quite honest.
It's probably the UPS guy texting.
It's probably him texting, just go for the UPS guy.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a dumpster fire dating. You got to listen back for all those stories. But we're talking about, I have this friend who is a single mom, widowed.
Widow, yeah.
Lost her husband in an accident, and she had a guy reach out on LinkedIn who wanted a business meeting, and she met with him, and he said, and she said, I don't have time for this. I can't fit you in. This
thank you. No, thank you.
But, and he, so then he started messaging her back on LinkedIn about dating, and then she got the ick, and I was like, you don't message on LinkedIn about, come on.
Well, no business. What about pleasure, baby?
So I thought it was a little inappropriate, but people are saying it's only weird because she's not interested.
I do feel that. I receive it. Had she been interested, maybe she wouldn't have found it so weird and was like, mm-hmm. oh, well, I guess shoot mm-hmm. your shot.
Well, let's go to one of our regulars. There's Mila in Milwaukee. Mila, is this inappropriate? This guy trying to shoot a shot on LinkedIn, the work site? Come on, keep it real.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I'm going to say this. I got to give it to him. He probably looked at her LinkedIn and was like, she's really smart. She's very
can you not be in a wind tunnel when you're talking to us, Mila? Where are you outside?
You running through Milwaukee?
Where are you?
I am. I'm in Hell's Corners.
Oh, she ran away.
Hold on. Just half a second.
Okay, we got you. She was probably outside with the wind. We can take somebody else and come back to you. So, Mila,
I'm here.
Okay, go on.
I'm here. So he looked at her LinkedIn and he was like, oh, she's smart. I want to work with her.
Inspired.
But then when she shot him down, he was like, well, maybe I can date her.
Mm.
I don't think there's a, what do you call it? A social media etiquette.
Okay.
That says I can only date you on these certain sites that are dating
sites. There's a work etiquette, though.
That's the thing.
LinkedIn is such a work app.
Is it anymore, though? Is it anymore?
It should be.
Okay, the thing about it is that's where he met her. He hasn't seen her anywhere else. So what is he supposed to do? Just say, ho, I'm going to pass up on this experience.
Me, I cannot. I got to go.
Chill out.
My friend is not a hoe, but anyway.
No, she's not. I'm walking up the stairs and I'm half dead. I was breathing.
We can tell, Mila. We love you. Listen, we have other calls, but I'm with you.
Yes.
Like, there are places to meet people, mm-hmm. but she's saying he decided after she said no to the business.
And with Mila's logic.
Well, then that means he needs to do more research and find her elsewhere.
Well, they had lunch, Mila, and I'm with you on this. I'm like, well, kind of, you know, bold, but you know, you shot your shot. They had lunch. Had she wanted to connect in any other way, even if it was like, hey, we'll sit this for now, but maybe a year from now we'll check back in. Here's my number, we could talk. That's another mm-hmm. avenue in. She didn't give him enough information because she had zero interest.
Well, and Mila, thank you for calling. We're gonna get to our other callers. We appreciate
you. I love you guys. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Bye, Mila.
Yum. Somebody texted in exactly what I was trying to get at with this whole thing. They said, wait, do we think he was actually trying to shoot a shot, or was he using the disguise of dating to actually get his business meeting? They're trying to flip it, and I'm saying, no, they were using business to get it in her pants. I think it's the opposite.
I hear what they're saying, though. Was he still trying to just be connected personally to keep the professional connection alive?
Somebody else asked, well, he must be, he sounds like a gold digger. I'm like, no, she was showing me, she was like, that's why she asked me about him. She goes, he's like a really successful businessman. I'm like, never heard of him. So he's not broke.
Oh, he got bread.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe she should date him.
Oh, stop it. Let's go to Junior, a guy in Milwaukee. Hi, Junior.
Morning.
What's going on, y'all?
What up?
You know what's going on.
You heard it. You've been listening.
man.
What do you think?
This is what I call not reading the room.
Yeah.
That part.
And there's a lot of dudes, unfortunately. Like, mm-hmm. I've been on dates. I've you know, even outside of dates, just my, you know, my friends who are women.
Yep.
Like, they always say how, like, guys, like, creep them out or how they just... They're just not natural
about it. Because, Junior, we want to go to a business meeting and it'd be nothing else. And then to get a message later that they want to romance. And you weren't thinking about romance at all with this guy. Buddy. Now you're creeped out because you're going, well, what was he thinking at the business meeting?
Not reading the room.
Buddy did not read the room.
Buddy.
And it was just like, there was no invitation that said, hey, this business meeting is going to work out. So how about we go out to dinner? Like, she didn't give an invite. To that,
nope.
She said, hey, I don't have time. And Buddy should have been like, okay, well, it is what it is. You don't have time. So he just didn't read the room, which that happens to a lot of... I'm not saying that women don't do this at all, because I have had some interesting
Junior?
Situations.
Junior, did you not hear the dumpster fire dating where I said I felt like the man and I finally had more self-awareness about what guys go through because I paid for the date, he talked about his ex, and then I got none at the end of the night, and I was like, what the hell is this? This is what guys feel like? Is this what's happening? This sucks.
So then you shoot your shot at a business meeting. Because you don't know, now you don't know what's going on.
Junior, I have empathy for you. It's not even that, but I just, he's right though. They're not, the guy's not reading the room.
Well, and your friend closed this door once she said that the business was just not a thing. He kind of took it as like, well, maybe let me try this lock.
He dropped the ball. He didn't read the room. So yeah, he's out of pocket.
Junior, I appreciate you.
Yeah, for sure.
In the words of Junior, Buddy didn't read the room. Thanks for the call, man.
Bye, Junior. Yep.
Peace.
All right, last but not least, Amy's in Glendale. Let's jump to her quick, because Ashley in Waupun texted in and said, this is hilarious, but at the same time, it's gross.
It might be more accepted than we realize, I know, y'all.
It is. Hi, Amy.
Morning.
Hi.
Well, is this inappropriate? This guy reaches out to my friend on LinkedIn and asks for a business meeting. It doesn't turn into business, and then he starts bugging her to go out on a date, and she's like, we're on LinkedIn, my guy.
He ain't wait long enough either. That's another thing.
So I have a few thoughts, and it echoes some of what everyone else has said, actually. So I'm wondering if he was innocent about it to begin with, and then when he met her and was like, she shares my interests, she has this bubbly personality.
Then he thought she was cute. New perspective. Fair.
There's something to be said about that professional relationship, even though workplace romances aren't the best, but when someone shares your passion for things, that can be a turn on.
It's attractive. I get it. It's attractive for sure. Yeah. Similar goals.
But it can also be a friendship.
Yeah. That could be misread and misinterpreted.
Thank you.
Clearly. And then my other, on the backside, I'm like, wow, he just asked for a date. And if he's a successful businessman, he's used to just putting it out there and...
That's kind of what I said to DZ off the air. I said it could be the situation where, because he is successful and wealthy, it could be the he just doesn't take no for an answer because he's successful. And he's used to getting what he wants, and they don't, you know, they don't care. And
he's going to keep trying.
And he's going to, and he doesn't get it.
Business people, they like put it out there, and if they get no, they get no. And that's how they, that's how they build their business.
True.
Right? Like,
that is
and
true.
So, which still is creepy and still is you. And she was probably right to not.
Well, dating is hard. Whoever texted it in, you can meet someone in all facets. You can meet people all over the place now. That is fair.
And great perspectives from Amy, though. Just kind of bringing it full circle. Yeah. You can meet anybody anywhere, but is it always the time and the place?
Yeah. If you're on a work app, maybe don't. That's my advice
maybe
for everybody.
Don't.
Maybe
yeah.
don't on a work app, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Moral of the story, maybe don't.
Maybe don't. Big concert announcement at 9 a.m. today, and I cannot wait.
Time's ticking. We're getting closer and closer.
So exciting. In the meantime, we have Paw Patrol tickets on our website. Come in 2 days to Milwaukee, because we know how big Paw Patrol is. We have kids.
You really thought it was going to be a one-day event? Psych. We needed two, basically almost three.
Tickets up for grabs. We're giving them away at 1037kissfm.com. Go enter to win those. Okay. And then the big concert announcement at 9 a.m.
Can we just tell them now?
No.
Fine.
No, because somebody in some legal department said we couldn't till 9. So I said, fine.
Somebody's going to get mad.
All right. You and I were talking about adult baby names the other day.
I know that sounds funny.
It does, because it is funny.
An adult baby name?
Well, we had like a winner one day, and her name was Michelle. And I remember saying to you, you know what? What do you think Michelle looked like as a baby? Like
random.
And I have a friend, Shelly, and I'm like, I know what Shelly looked like, but when do you see a baby anymore named Shelly or Michelle? Or when do you see a baby named Harv?
Where are the Franklins at anymore?
I mean, where's the Marthas? I know a girl named Martha.
I know somebody.
She's not a baby.
I know somebody just named their baby Gertrude. I just know it. Oh, I just know it.
And call him Gertie.
For yogurt.
Sure. Well, and a lot of people are recycling these old names now because of their grandparents.
True. Family names.
Mm-hmm. So you see some of these older names come back and they use them. But adult baby names that sound funny, Carson, which I actually think Carson, there are a lot of babies named Carson. But when you see an adult named Carson, you go, what did you look like as a baby? I can't picture you.
We had a caller the other day named Carson, and we thought it was a kid, but it was the adult.
Ah, you're like, yeah.
I thought it was the kid.
Oh, no, he was an adult.
It was the adult.
Oh, it was an adult.
Where are the adult? Where are the kid Marthas? Where are the Margarets?
I know an adult Margaret.
I got an aunt named Margaret, Margarita.
Oh, see?
Grown, though, no kids.
Funny adult. What are the funny adult baby names? I mean, there's so many. But now some of them we get used to, like when Oliver came back.
Oh, yeah.
That was really weird, but now it's such a common name.
Ollie. Cute little Ollie.
Lots of Ollies out there now.
Or the Elizabeths. Think about it. Elizabeth is an old folk name.
It's
and I don't
such
mean
an old person name. No,
I mean
it is.
Old folk, but it's an older name. Mm-hmm. It's on the way back.
And the one, I know a few Elizabeths. One, they call her Betty.
Really?
I know one that's a Betty. She's older.
Okay.
And then one goes by Elizabeth. And then I know one that's a Beth.
So you know one of each.
Yeah.
You know one of each of the breakdowns.
But I don't disagree. It's an old person name. Some might say that about Allison, my name.
You think so?
Allie is not, but Allison. Because I keep meeting Allies and I'm like, are you an Allison? And now they're like, no. I'm like, oh, damn. Your parents just named you Allie. It's like there's no Allison.
There's no Allison.
It's just Allie.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is Daniel an old name?
No, because Daniel's a classic. Your name is classic, like John, like Steve.
William.
Your name, Daniel, never dies. Classic. It's John. Okay. It's like John. Yeah. No offense.
Well, all right. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't like a Judith
out
here.
Anita. Like Rita.
Rita.
Where's the baby Ritas? Like, who's got a baby
now
named
the
Rita?
Gears are turning. Now the gears are turning with the baby names.
We're talking about adult baby names that are really funny. 414-533-1037. Where's the baby Rita? Like, Rita at a Perkins, somebody named her that as a baby.
Janice, calling baby Janice.
Oh my God, even Janet?
Janet.
I went to college with a Janet. I can't imagine somebody naming a baby Janet.
All the Janets I know are at least 30 or older.
100%.
Hmm.
Ah, somebody wrote in Greg and Todd. Yes, but those are also classics.
Classics.
Greg is a classic to me. Like, Gregory is the same as, like, Daniel. Susan. Oh. You name a baby Susan.
Stop it.
Because then you call her Susie, though, if she's
Susie
a little baby.
Susie for short. But what do you do with an old school name like Pearl? Who's naming their baby Pearl right now?
You're mad at your parents, probably. Mildred.
Now we got the old baby names going.
Yeah, somebody texted in and said, my husband's name is Clint, and I can't imagine a baby named Clint.
Clint.
Me neither.
Luther. Where are the Luthers?
Baby Lydia. I grew up with a Lydia, but Lydia tends to be an older person's name.
Now, think about it. You grew up with a Lydia.
It's coming back.
You know a baby Lydia?
No.
We giving people baby names right now.
Here's the best one, Karen. Imagine if anybody named their kid Karen after 2022, what is wrong with you?
It's a family name, okay? It's a family name.
Roger.
Roger Dodger.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to you guys. 414-533-1037. Funny adult baby names. They texted in, what about Ursula? Again.
I'm not Asi.
Somebody said I had kindergarten students in the past couple years named Roger and Alan.
Alan's
an old one, but again, another classic.
Don't call it a comeback.
They go by Al. All right.
Or Allie.
Screw you, man. Whoever texted in, I want to name my unborn baby, if it's a girl, Barbara.
Barb.
But it's Spanish, though. Oh, en español.
Barb.
Oh.
Barbara.
Whoever texted in Bernard, Cornelius, Clarence.
Not the Bernie.
You're on fire right now. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ talking about funny adult baby names. Whoever texted in Clint, their husband's name's Clint, and they're like, well, I can't picture a baby named Clint.
I just know he's yelling at people to get off his lawn.
Let's go to Kim and Muskego, who Kimberly might say, some say, is an old name.
I don't know baby Kims, only old Kims.
Kim Kardashian's the only reason we even say Kim still.
Or Lil Kim.
Lil Kim, but she's washed up anyway. So, hey, what's going on?
Hello.
Morning.
Hi. What do you think? Were you calling about your own name?
Kimberly.
I am calling about my nephews. I have a Stanley and a Kelvin.
You got a Stanley?
A Stan the Man.
A Stan the Man.
My dad's a Stanford.
Even older.
Yep.
That's funny.
How old are they, if you don't mind us asking?
12, and Kelvin turns 5 today.
Oh, I like happy Calvin. Birthday.
We work with
happy birthday, Kelvin.
We work with a Cal.
Yeah,
I don't mind that name at all.
I didn't think that name was old, but now that you say it, it is.
Well, you
old.
Say Calvin, but we call him Cal. There's a reason we call him Cal.
You
shortened
it.
He's in his 20s.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever he is.
But yeah, you got a 13-year-old named Stan.
That's crazy. Well, thank you, Kim, for sharing the adult baby names that make us laugh.
Yes, and happy birthday, Kelvin.
Bye.
Happy birthday, Kelvin.
Bye, thank you.
So my nephew is Charlie, but, you know, he's Charles, obviously. And so when they named him Charles and they said, but it's Charlie, I did this thing to my... When people name somebody something yet already know they're calling them something else, which is another topic for another day, because, again, you, Danison and
yeah.
Danny.
Well, and then you get me going, all right, cool, I'm going to call you Chuck.
And then I'm like, why don't you just name him Chuck? But listen, so Charlie is Charles. And I said, why are you naming him Charles if you're going to call him Charlie his whole life? And my sister goes, because one day on his resume, Charles will look better.
That's right.
And I'm like, and he'll still go by Charlie.
And he will definitely correct people when they try to call him Charles, too.
Because they're killing me. Let's go to Cheryl. These names, they're calling with the old names
about their own names.
Cheryl and Glendale. Hi, Cheryl. I'm
morning,
sorry,
Cheryl.
The thing with Cheryl is that it can either be spelled with a C or an S, and so that confuses people.
I do know,
but
Cheryl's
I grew up
both.
I grew up with a Barney and a Dolores.
There you go,
Dolores.
Family.
Mm-hmm.
What puzzled me, and you guys just touched on it, is people that are named one thing but are called something else. So I think it was very relevant in the early 1900s. My grandmother was born in 1906.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Emma, and that name made a comeback.
So pretty.
It did.
Well, and do you know
it
what
did.
They
other,
called her Peggy?
Do you know what other
and
name?
I'm like,
oh,
ugh.
Peggy? How you get Peggy from Emma?
You don't.
And her sister was Martha, and they called her Bobby.
That's why she's saying it's really dumb you name these people one name and you never call them that their whole lives, is what she's getting at.
Yeah.
But somebody else touched on Barbara, and I grew up with a Barbara that was called Barbie. She babysat me, but I wondered, because of the movie, is there going to be a return of Barbies?
Oh, 100%. 100% a return of the name Barbie. Barbara, for sure.
For sure.
And my daughter's got a different name, but she's named after her grandmother, so I don't mind it. It's just not a common name.
Hold on, Cheryl.
And so people think I made it up, and I'm like, no, I didn't.
Listen, this is, you triggered something, which is both of my grandmas were named Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
And then my nanny, Ella, who was my nanny for years, named her daughter Ruth.
Ruthie.
And at the time, I was like, Ruth, that's my grandma's name. And she was like, that's so cute. But I had to adjust to a baby
named
being
Ruth.
Called Ruth. And now it's a common name
now,
again.
Yeah.
But it's an old. But again, it's an old lady name, in my opinion. But it's the cutest little thing when it's a baby now.
I don't feel like we're seeing enough of this resurgence of some of these old names, because I'm looking at the list of the top baby names that we got for the last year, and they feel pretty common, pretty modern, I should say.
Like what?
Raylin.
No.
Everly.
No.
Serenity.
No, people are naming their kids after characters. It used to be soap operas, but now it'll be celebrities.
Yeah.
What celebrities name their children.
Scarlett,
you know,
Camila.
Things like that.
Camila Cabello. I wonder. Maybe.
Well, that's just more familiar because you have more references. You think of those names because they're in front of you. Thank you for calling, Cheryl.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
People are texting in Hattie, Doris, Heidi.
Doris.
Heidi.
Oh, we know what Doris. Oh, Heidi's.
Marianne.
Shout out, Anne. Heidi.
My husband is Richard. We're not even going down that one.
Well, Rich. Or
let's go to Julie in Oak Creek, who's got her own theme song.
What is up with all of these names?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to lie. Kind of old school
said
names.
I was the only Taylor until Taylor Swift. Now they're everywhere. I know a ton of Taylors that are like 30.
I feel like
they're all Taylor Swift's age, by the way.
Everybody got named Taylor that year.
That's my opinion. I know a ton of Taylors. Oh my gosh. But I still like that name. They're just everywhere now.
Guy
That's
and girl.
True,
guy
yeah.
and girl.
And guys as well. That's mm-hmm. right. Taylor Lautner.
I know most of the Taylors I know are dudes, actually.
Taylor Lautner was just as famous as Taylor Swift there mm-hmm. for a hot minute. You
or
know,
more famous.
When they even dated.
He was Shark Boy.
Oh, I forgot Julie's on the phone. Julie.
Morning, Julie.
You have another classic name. Julie.
I do, actually, and yeah. I'm one of those that my given name is not what everybody calls me, and
mean?
I don't know how they get Julie out of Juliet.
Oh.
No, I get it.
I get how they get Julie out of Juliet.
Because it was either that or Gillette, so.
Yeah.
There's no I in Juliet.
Oh. Oh.
At all. It's J-U-L-E-T-T-E, Juliet.
Mm. Oh, no.
They've always called me Julie my entire life, and I actually dropped the E, so it's J-U-L-I.
Well, honestly, I'm an Allison, right? So I'm A-L-L-I-S-O-N. Yet they spelled, the whole time I've been on the radio, Allie, A-L-L-E-Y. I don't know why. I don't know how. I don't know. It makes no sense, because it should be A-L-L-I.
I. Would you spell it A-L-L-I?
Yeah, but it's too late now.
Well, at this rate.
I'm branded.
I'm branded.
I've been on the radio 25 years.
I'm changing your name in my phone right now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.